Dr. Roger Viadero, the director of WIU's Institute for Environmental Studies, will oversee the program. It focuses on large river ecosystems and will be housed at the Quad Cities campus. Viadero says there couldn't be a better location.
If you think about where we are physically, there's just a tremendous number of opportunities for students and faculty to do things like right in our backyard. If you think about the Mississippi River as one of the world's largest rivers, we've got a river that is important to people for recreation, important to people for cultural and historic reasons, and also important for commerce. So we've got, it's not just the environment that we're concerned with. So we've got location being in our favor. The other thing is that we're the only state-supported university that actually has a campus physically located on the river, which is also, I think, kind of cool because, other folks have to drive, in some cases, 4-5 hours to get to their research stations, whereas we're going to be able to actually look out the lab window and see the Mississippi River, which is cool.
The facilities at the Quad Cities campus for your program will be ready in July, and you're hoping to have your first class start this fall.
That's the aim, yeah. What we're looking at is between 5 and 6 students approximately to start. A lot of cases, folks go bachelor's, master's, PhD. I'm guilty of that. However, that's not necessarily the case here. You have to have a master's degree in a physical or biological science. But again, we're also looking at trying to make sure that we have a broad enough appeal to be able to engage folks who are actual, real-life practitioners. And that is a little bit different than what you'll find at a number of other PhD programs.
It sounds like the program is very unique, especially when you factor in the location. Why has this not been done before? It just seems like such an untapped area.
The Western region of Illinois doesn't necessarily have a huge population. Some of the other needs that a university might fulfill are covered by the University of Illinois through their extension service and what have you. But, there has definitely been a call for more locally available higher education and again, state-supported higher education. And that's what we're seeing now. It just seems to me that, it's been something of a long time in coming.
In the works for quite a long time, actually. You've been developing the program since 2008. In that time, you've reached out to a lot of different groups for feedback from potential students and faculty to folks with local, state, and federal government agencies. What was the overall consensus on the program?
It was pretty clear based on the feedback that, it's important, it's understudied, and at this point, again, you can't really do enough to inform future decisions about the way we interact with the river, because this is not something that just happens in a laboratory or in front of the computer. You really, literally have to get your feet wet, go places and see things and measure stuff and look for things where you think they should be, find them where you wouldn't think they'd be, and explain why that happens.
The environmental science program will be the only PhD offered by Western. It joins more than a dozen other undergraduate and graduate programs being offered at the Quad Cities campus. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.